Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 22, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Obesity and inactivity cluster the strongest risk factor for the development of heart failure in a population-based study. This prospective study of over 6,000 individuals revealed that obesity and inactivity are the strongest risk factors for developing heart failure. The study used latent class analysis to identify multimorbidity patterns and found that clusters with obesity and inactivity were most strongly associated with incident heart failure, regardless of ejection fraction. These findings underscore the critical importance of lifestyle interventions targeting obesity and physical activity to reduce heart failure risk. Article number 2. The impact of contractile reserve on clinical outcomes in patients with left ventricular dysfunction undergoing TAVI. This multicenter registry study evaluated the prognostic value of contractile reserve, assessed by dobutamine stress echocardiography, in patients with left ventricular dysfunction undergoing transcatheter aortic valve implantation. The presence of contractile reserve was significantly associated with improved left ventricular ejection fraction recovery and better clinical outcomes post-transcatheter aortic valve implantation. These results suggest that dobutamine stress echocardiography can help select appropriate candidates for transcatheter aortic valve implantation among patients with severe left ventricular dysfunction. Article number 3. Head-up tilt testing in patients with suspected vasovagal syncope, a meta-regression modeling. This meta-regression analysis of 97 articles investigated the influence of age and instrumental parameters on head-up tilt testing outcomes in patients with suspected vasovagal syncope. The analysis found that age and the use of isoproterenol potentiation significantly affected the positivity rate of head-up tilt testing. These findings highlight the importance of considering patient age and provocation protocols when interpreting head-up tilt testing results for syncope diagnosis. Article number 4. Stroke recurrence and pregnancy outcomes in the subsequent pregnancies after maternal ischemic stroke. This study examined subsequent pregnancies in women with a history of ischemic stroke during pregnancy or the puerperium. Results showed a significant risk of stroke recurrence in subsequent pregnancies, as well as increased risks of other complications. The study underscores the need for careful secondary prevention strategies and close monitoring during subsequent pregnancies in women with prior maternal ischemic stroke. Article number 5. Systematic genetic assessment in young patients with cryptogenic stroke, the ESEZ Project. This retrospective observational cohort study assessed the value of systematic genetic analyses in young adults with cryptogenic stroke. The project aimed to estimate the frequency of genetic disorders in these patients. The study is ongoing, but preliminary data suggests that genetic testing may uncover rare causes of stroke in young individuals, potentially influencing treatment strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.